堂听 class.com。
Model Test 2 Part 3 Listening Comprehension Section A
Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. What are you doing here? You are not in the film class.
I changed my schedule. Movies are a good change of pace from all these chemistry experiments.
What does the man mean? Question 12. Did you hear there is some new kind of cable television system that will allow you to get 500 channels?
Yeah, but I might say we'll have nothing to watch that is different from what we have now.
What can be inferred from the man's reaction to the system?
Question 13. If I'd only looked earlier, I could have found a better apartment for less money.
Yes, now that all the students are returning, the only places left are distant and expensive.
What is the man's problem?Question 14. I need to call my secretary before we leave for the airport.
I'm afraid there is not much time left. Why don't you ask Nick to phone for you?
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Question 15. Can you tell me the least expensive way to get to New York City?
If you go by bus, it's only $25. But if you go by train, it's almost twice that much.
What does the man mean?
Question 16. Excuse me, but I don't know which is the call number of this book, and what a call number is for.
The call number is the number in the top right corner of the card. It is used as a guide to find the book you want.
What is the man doing?Question 17. Don't you think John and Jim are telling the truth?
It doesn't seem likely. It would be hard to write two compositions so much alike, unless one of them was copying from the other.
What seems to be the woman's opinion? Question 18. The family who controls the business feels that the firm will lose its independence if that big international company takes it over.
I understand that many of the stockholders are upset by the news, too.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hello, ma'am. What can I do for you today?
This is a quite lovely hand-painted plate. Where was it made?
Oh, I see you have excellent taste. Yes, that is beautiful, isn't it? It's the local product. I think it was painted here by a local artist.
It's really something. Do you have anything else by this artist?
Well, I'm not really sure who exactly painted which pieces of plates, but here are some similar pieces.
No, they're really not the same.
Well, how about these here? I had them brought in just this morning.
Yes, those are quite nice. What about the prices?
Obviously, it depends on what you would like to buy. That plate that you were first looking at costs $50.
$50? That's quite dear. I can't afford that.
Remember, these are hand-painted pieces of plates. That kind of handicraft work doesn't come cheaply.
Yes, I understand that, but I really think that $50 is just too much.
Listen, I can see that you are in love with that plate. Let's just make it $45. I'd really like you to take that home with you.
How about $35? I really can't go any higher than that.
I really can't. I mean, that would be selling at cost.
Well, $38 is absolutely the most I can spend.
All right. I really shouldn't. The artist is going to have me put out of business for selling his wares at such low prices.
Come, come, let's not exaggerate.
You're a clever one, aren't you?
I'm just someone who pays close attention to what I spend.
There's no shame in that. Here you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a pleasant day.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What's the woman interested in?
Question 20. What does the seller say the artist is going to do?
Question 21. Why does the woman demand a lower price?
Conversation 2.
Hi, Janet. You're so lucky to be done with your final exams and term papers. I still have two more finals to take.
Really?
Yeah. So what are you doing this summer? Anything special?
Well, actually, yeah. My parents have always liked taking my sister and me to different places in the United States. You know, places with historical significance. I guess they wanted to reinforce the stuff we learned in school about history. And so even though we are older now, They still do once in a while.
Oh, so where are you going this summer?
Well, this summer, it's finally going to be Gettysburg.
Finally? You mean they never took you yet? I mean, Gettysburg, it's probably the most famous Civil War site in the country. It's only a couple of hours away. I think that would be one of the first places that they've taken you. I have been there a couple of times.
We were going to go about 10 years ago. But I don't know. Something happened. I cannot remember what.
Something changed your plans?
Yeah, don't ask me what it was, but we ended up not going anywhere that year. I hope that doesn't happen again this year. I wrote a paper about Gettysburg last semester for a history class. I was talking about the political situation in the United States right after the battle at Gettysburg, so I'm eager to see the place.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. What are the two speakers mainly discussing?
Question 23. What does the man find surprising about the woman?
Question 24. What is the woman unable to remember?
Question 25. What does the woman imply about Gettysburg?
Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
There was once a time, a long time ago, when children had a different way of life. Back during this point in history, the only thing that children needed to learn was how to cope with the environment around them. They had to learn physical survival skills, such as being alert around moving objects and drawing back when they met something unsafe. They didn't need to attend schools because they could learn everything from the school of experience. The experience of their daily lives gave them enough education to survive during that less complex period. School was not necessary for them to learn other skills, because their parents would teach them all they needed to know about capturing their food and plowing the earth. Learning the basic survival skills of how to feed oneself and grow food was the only thing most people needed to learn during that time period. Slowly, however, life became more complex, and people found the need to communicate with people in distant places. The world was expanding, and people needed to interact with people outside of their little town or village, for business or for personal reasons. Then it became important that children learn to read and write. When money became the form of buying and selling, they needed to learn how to count and calculate. These things were fundamental for children to know in order to survive in this more complicated world. And because these skills could not be learned from first-hand experience, schools became necessary to teach them these skills. children were taught what are now called the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. Why didn't children need formal schools for a long while?
Question 27. What did people need to do most in the earliest time?
Question 28. What changed children's need for formal schooling?
Question 29. What topic will likely be discussed next?
Passage 2.
When John Milton, writer of Paradise Lost, entered Cambridge University in 1625, he was already skilled in Latin after 7 years of studying it as his second language at St. Paul's School, London. Like all English boys who prepared for college in grammar school, he had learned not only to read Latin, but also to speak and write it fluently and correctly. His pronunciation of Latin was English, however, and seemed to have sounded strange to his friends when he later visited Italy. Schoolboys gain their skill in Latin in a bitter way. They memorize rules to make learning by heart easier. They first made a word-for-word translation, and then an idiomatic translation into English. As they increased their skill, they translated their English back into Latin without referring to the book, and then compared their translation with the original. The schoolmaster was always at hand to encourage them. After several years of study, the boys began to write compositions in imitation of the Latin writers they read. And as they began to read Latin poems, they began to write poems in Latin. Because Milton was already a poet at 10, his poems were much better than those painfully put together by other boys. During the 7 years Milton spent at the university, he made constant use of his command of Latin. He wrote some excellent Latin poems, which he published among his works in 1645.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 30. Which of the following will be the best title for the passage?
Question 31. Which of the following is true of John Milton's pronunciation of Latin?
Question 32. What kind of man was John Milton? Passage 3.
Stress is a very normal part of life. Most people feel stress at some time in their lives. It doesn't come from an event itself, that is, from the things that are happening in our lives. It comes from the meaning we give to what has happened. We can experience stress any time we feel we don't have control. It can't come from a feeling that we can do anything about a situation. Stress is not just caused by our mental or emotional condition. It is also influenced by how tired we are, whether we have a balanced diet with enough vitamins and minerals, whether we get enough physical exercise, and whether we can relax. If we feel stressed, there are several things that we can do. First, we need to learn how to relax and breathe slowly and smoothly. We can also take some time out of our worried, busy schedule to notice the small things in life. Smell the air. Look at the flowers. Notice the small designs in the leaves on a tree. These activities can do much to quiet us and to give ourselves a small break in a busy schedule. We need to take care of our bodies. Being tired makes it easier for us to get sick and to develop physical problems related to stress. We need to get enough rest, eat well, and do some regular exercise. Finally, we need to find what is causing the stress in our lives. Once we have found it, we need to begin to change that part of our lives. If we believe that we can control stress, we can begin to control our lives.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 33. Which of the following causes stress, according to the passage?
Question 34. When can we experience stress?
Question 35. What can help us get rid of stress? Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
American culture is unique because it is cultivated, formed, and developed under certain conditions, which are characteristically American. The major factors contributing to the making of this new nation and the forming of the new culture are the hard environment, ethnic diversity, and varied religion, which is quite different from other nations in the world. Nowadays, we can still see the influence of the three elements in the current American society. American family is typically parents and their unmarried children. Middle-aged and elderly people generally do not live with their married children. Many Americans live in mobile homes, which are built with wheels. They can be moved. The people in America have a very strong desire to start a new life in a new place. The average American moves 14 times in his lifetime. The courage to try something new has been an American characteristic ever since their forefathers fought to build up the country. American democracy means majority rule, but it also means protection of minority rights. There are certain freedoms which the United States promises to all its citizens and members of minority groups. And these rights cannot be denied by a vote of the majority. Americans also like to be involved in many challenging activities and sports to show their adventurous spirits. All of these are affected by what was left of the American history. From the facts above, we can see American culture is unique, which was cultivated, formed, and developed by the main three factors, rough environment, ethnic diversity, and varied religion, and still is affected and determined by them now.
Now the passage will be read again.
American culture is unique because it is cultivated, formed, and developed under certain conditions which are characteristically American. The major factors contributing to the making of this new nation and the forming of the new culture are the hard environment, ethnic diversity, and varied religion, which is quite different from other nations in the world. Nowadays, we can still see the influence of the three elements in the current American society. American family is typically parents and their unmarried children. Middle-aged and elderly people generally do not live with their married children. Many Americans live in mobile homes, which are built with wheels. They can be moved. The people in America have a very strong desire to start a new life in a new place. The average American moves 14 times in his lifetime. The courage to try something new has been an American characteristic ever since their forefathers fought to build up the country. American democracy means majority rule, but it also means protection of minority rights. There are certain freedoms which the United States promises to all its citizens and members of minority groups, and these rights cannot be denied by a vote of the majority. Americans also like to be involved in many challenging activities and sports to show their adventurous spirits. All of these are affected by what was left of the American history. From the facts above, we can see American culture is unique, which was cultivated, formed, and developed by the main three factors, rough environment, ethnic diversity, and varied religion, and still is affected and determined by them now.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
American culture is unique because it is cultivated, formed, and developed under certain conditions which are characteristically American. The major factors contributing to the making of this new nation and the forming of the new culture are the hard environment, ethnic diversity, and varied religion, which is quite different from other nations in the world. Nowadays, we can still see the influence of the three elements in the current American society. American family is typically parents and their unmarried children. Middle-aged and elderly people generally do not live with their married children. Many Americans live in mobile homes, which are built with wheels. They can be moved. The people in America have a very strong desire to start a new life in a new place. The average American moves 14 times in his lifetime. The courage to try something new has been an American characteristic ever since their forefathers fought to build up the country. American democracy means majority rule, but it also means protection of minority rights. There are certain freedoms which the United States promises to all its citizens and members of minority groups, and these rights cannot be denied by a vote of the majority. Americans also like to be involved in many challenging activities and sports to show their adventurous spirits. All of these are affected by what was left of the American history. From the facts above, we can see American culture is unique, which was cultivated, formed, and developed by the main three factors: rough environment, ethnic diversity, and varied religion, and still is affected and determined by them now.
This is the end of listening comprehension.